It's an Easter weekend. Today is Good Friday. Welcome, my friend. I'm Michael.
And I'm Erica. And thank you, Lord. What a day.
It is 8:10 right now. And we're looking at some clouds this morning. Supposed to clear up a little later. And a sunny, nice Easter weekend for you. Supposed to be about 68 degrees for your outdoor activities.
All right. Well, we've been talking about the Easter story today. How much do you share with your kids? Christina, you took your kids to see the Son of God movie?
So when it came time for the crucifixion part, when they brought him out into the square, my husband said that he's going to take our youngest son out of the theater. So he left, and my other two daughters stayed with me. And so it started the process where they were hitting him, and my little girl Madison screamed to the top of her lungs, "Stop hurting my Jesus." Oh my word, everybody just like gasped. And I was like, okay. So my first instinct as a parent was tap her on her little leg and say, "It's okay, honey. It's just a movie." Mm. And her reaction was, "No, mommy, this really happened." I was speechless. There was nothing I could say or come back with or anything. And there wasn't a dry eye in the place.
He was pierced for our If you can get through a few days of cold weather, later in the week it will be warmer. So smile about that, Mom. Spirit FM, Michael and Erica at 7:54.
It is such a wonderful feeling to wake up in your mom and dad's house as a grown-up. I went home for about 15 hours this weekend.
15 hours. That's great.
Spent some really quality family time. I got up to have bagels with the fam, and I noticed my mother's cane leaning up against the dining room table.
She has a walking cane because she had major back surgery.
Yeah, she's been going through a lot. The back surgery and then getting over her sweet father passing away, going to heaven, my grandpa. Mm-hmm. It's been a tough season in her life.
Yeah.
But when I looked at that cane, it's covered with flowers. Okay, it's not just your brown cane.
Makes you smile.
It did make me smile. And I thought, I'm 37 and I am still learning from my mama. You know what the message of that cane said?
What?
It was choose joy. Mm. So, Mama, thank you for always teaching me. I'm choosing joy today.
Hey, friend, this is Spirit FM at 8:42. There is some snow on the ground, so please be very careful wherever you go today. You can check out closings and delays at spiritfm.com.
Maybe your sweet little daughter was in a play one day or a piano recital, and the spotlight was on that precious little princess. That's what we're doing today. We're shining the spotlight on your daughter.
Hi, Cody.
My wife and I, several years ago, we lost our little boy when he was 2 months old. He passed away. And there was just this gigantic hole in my heart that I never thought could be filled. And about a year and a half later, our little girl was born. And she saved my life. She'll never know in how many different ways she saved me. And just every single day, she does something that just amazes me. You know, she just turned 3. February 2nd, and the other day she looked up at me and she says, "Daddy, I'm going to the ball for a dance." And I just told her, I said, "Oh, sweetheart, that sounds like so much fun." And she sticks her arm out and she looks at me and she says, "Will you be my prince?" And I could have fallen in the floor with joy. I mean, I was just so, it literally, if a human body could melt from love, I would have just fallen out right there. I mean, they're the most amazing blessing that God could have ever given us. And I walked around very angry for a while. I mean, very upset, an unhappy person. But when I saw her and she looked at me with pure love for no other reason than the fact that she loves me, you know, she doesn't want anything in return other than for me to love her back. And I mean, I don't see how any person can look into the eyes of their child and not believe in God.
Be careful, friend.
Yes.
Snow, ice, a little bit of everything, but the sun is out. Good news there. Possible more snow tonight. Accumulation maybe up to an inch. 9:37. This is Spirit FM. You got Michael and Erica here. So glad that you're joining us, that you're our BFF. Check us out, spiritfm.com.
There is a Waffle House right there in Roanoke County on Route 419 that has been open for the past 48 hours through all the hard issues, you know, all the winter storm stuff. They've kept their doors open, and we are so excited. We have Michelle, one of the waitresses, on the phone with us.
Yes.
You got a story, girl?
Yeah, I actually had one. He was from Christiansburg. He was up here for a meeting and got snowed in. And he was down here at the hotel, but they wouldn't let him stay another night because he didn't have the money. So he kind of sat up here for a little bit, and he got a egg and cheese biscuit and a sausage biscuit. And, you know, he was pretty much scraping change up out of his pocket. And I just told him, I says, you know, don't worry about it. I says, it's on me. He was very grateful. He says there is some nice people still in this world.
Born to embrace, not
explode. Live in three. Anchor ready. Michael?
Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I guess you're yes.
All right, 3, 2, 1. This is PNN, the Turkey News Network. Live from the studio this morning, I'm Michael Brown. We go straight to the streets in the Turkey News Center with Erica Parkerson. What do you have this morning, Erica?
Good morning, Michael Brown. I'm standing here next to a very important woman. She's the director of the Butterball Turkey Talk Helpline. Mary, got to ask you, Mary, you're so important. What is the most fascinating story you ever heard on the Butterball line?
A lady who called from Colorado, and she had her turkey in a snowbank. She was very proud of the fact that that's where she stored it because she didn't have any room in her freezer. So then, of course, she's calling. She's going to get some help with thawing the turkey. But then it had snowed the night before, and it also dawned on her. She had no idea where her turkey was. So I don't know how we could have helped her, but, you know, she was on her merry way to go find it.
What did you tell her, Mary?
Well, you know, by that time, she really wasn't interested in what I had to say because she had her mission for that morning, you know, to go find that thing. So, you know, it's just, you know, and we're all cooks. You know, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mary, from the Butterball Turkey Help Talk Line. This has been a live special report from the Turkey News Center. Back to you, Michael Brown.
As always, thank you, Erica Parkerson. Stay classy, huh? This has been a live update on TNN. I'm Michael Brown, the Turkey News Network. Hey, it's Michael and Erica here, Spirit FM. It is 8:06. Sunny today, highs in the mid-80s.
Isn't it incredible when the God of the universe just comforts you?
Yeah, last week we lost a dear loved one of the family. Spirit FM listener, every morning he was there. Very young guy named Michael, and it was just so powerful going to the visitation on Friday and visiting with his family. But it was hard.
Michael had just gotten married. Fresh off his honeymoon, going to work, you know, one Monday, loses his life in a car accident. So, Michael, you, intern Sammy, and I were walking into the church, and we see the videos playing of Michael's life. And, I mean, my heart was just wrenching. Him and his sister, birthday cakes when they were younger. And then him in his white suit for the wedding.
The wedding that just happened.
So it was so touching to meet Michael's family, to wrap our arms around them and say, we're praying for you. And I don't know about you, but when I got home Friday night, I got into bed and my heart was really heavy for this family.
I hugged my kids tight.
And I was praying, God comfort them. Well, Saturday morning, I got up, heart still really heavy.
Still thinking about it.
I was going to McDonald's to get biscuits for my family. Turned on Spirit FM, and guess what song came on? Jeremy Camp, There Will Be a Day. And you know what? There will be no more tears someday in heaven. I can't wait. It's the Afters on your Spirit FM at 9:18. You've got Michael and Erica, and you know what? A snow day. Hope you're baking cookies. Hope you're going to be, you know, just making fresh coffee all day long.
I love when you see the sun popping into that snow. Mm. It makes it bright and white. I love it.
It is glittering.
Last night, right before the snow, my daughter and I were driving down the road, and as I'm driving, she just says, Daddy, you never know what's going to come out of her mouth.
Never.
3 years old. She said, how old is it outside? I was like, well, wow, Lord, this is deep.
Theology.
Where do I go from here? And I was like, well, baby, God created the heavens and the earth a long time ago.
Did you go into dinosaurs and everything?
I didn't say dinosaur, but I did go into Jesus. I was like, you know, it was created before Jesus even walked it, walked the earth. And just this whole deep conversation. Well, she then looks at me. She looks out the window of the car and sighs and says, "Yeah, but Daddy, how cold is it outside?" I heard her wrong. She said cold instead of old. Oh, well. I hear the clock.
It's only the world. Sunday night on the Oscars, you're going to see the red carpet. You're going to see them putting the spotlight on superheroes that have been on the big screen for decades.
Doing something a little different here this morning on Spirit FM. It's Michael and Erica here with our friend Maria.
Well, I heard you were talking about real-life heroes, and I wanted to give a shout-out to my mom. I'm adopted, and I wanted to say thank you to her for giving me a new life, for giving me up, and giving me a chance for a better life.
Maria, say something to her right now.
Mom, thank you so much for doing that. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. I wouldn't be where I am for you, and I pray every day for you. And thank you so much, and I love you. Amazing
grace, how sweet. I don't know what's more special. When you're about to accomplish a really big goal, or if you get to be the person cheering on the person who's about to accomplish a big goal.
It's Spirit FM at 8:57. So excited. It's my first 10K tomorrow. Running it with my buddy Jamerson, but I'm glad to have people along to push me.
You've got a lot of fans, Michael, and I just got to let you know, your dad's on the phone.
Dad?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I wanted to call you before your big race tomorrow. Tell you, good luck.
Walt, I am so glad you called. What would you like to say to your son today?
How much I love him and am so, so proud of him. I wish I was half the man my son is.
Dad,
thank you. He's a superman, not only my son, and I'm proud of him, but he is a good husband, a good father, and a fantastic son. I could have never asked for a better son.
Thank you, Dad.
You're quite welcome, son.
Did you know your great-grandparents? Maybe they're still living. Your kids are around them all the time. It's 818 Spirit FM, Michael and Erica. And Erica, I can't wait to hear about your great-grandma. Is it Lucia?
Lucia, Michael.
Lucia.
And she was a Contessa back in Italy before she came to America.
What is a Contessa?
Well, it's a title of Italian nobility.
Is it really?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's family legend or not, to be truthful, but that's what my mom always told me. What I loved about my great-grandmother Lucia is that she refused to serve bread at her Italian dinners.
Why? Really?
I'll tell you why. Because okay. You know all Italians love the bread.
Yeah.
Carbs.
It's like their favorite food.
Because she wanted everybody to save room for her delicious food. She's like, don't eat the bread. Oh, no. And Michael, there was a table that probably sat 20 to 25 people in her home.
Are you serious?
We all gathered around. She'd put huge bowls of lamb and sausages and pasta and salad. And it was almost like we'd eat for days.
Did she have an apron when she made meatballs and had all the sauce splattered all over her?
Absolutely.
That's all I see.
And I'm so happy. All I see is her smile and her little circle-shaped glasses. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, thank you, Lord, that I had a chance to get to know her.
Well, say something to her right now.
Great-grandmother Lucia, I cannot wait to get to heaven and eat your food without the calories. You know what I'm saying?
And make that bread this time. Spirit FM 809, Michael and Erica here.
Good morning, Michelle. What do you love about your parents?
I'm so emotional because I love my parents so much. They have brought me through so much. They have been my rock. I'm 40 years old, and they have been my rock. They have been my hero.
Your biggest fans, huh?
Yes. I love them so much. You know, I've heard people say that they've had drug problems, and I had one. But this is kind of funny. I had the drug problem of being drugged to church all my life. You don't know till you're older how much you appreciate that and what a blessing it is to have parents who will take you to church.
We hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. Are you going to see Mom and Dad?
Absolutely. They're my next door neighbors.
Oh, give them a hug for us. Yeah.